Will in Cincinnati, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Fire away, Will. We got about 2.5 minutes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air, Will. We're right at the end of the show, so what's your question?
Yeah, okay, so I was listening at the beginning of the show with the man from Wales, and I kind of had a extension question based on that.
Right, what is it?
I just recently became Catholic. My dad is a philosopher. He has a lot of problems with Catholicism. He's a Protestant.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds that he can't find any evidence to suggest that that Peter has some kind of supremacy. He can't find evidence for that in any of the church fathers prior to maybe the second or third century. And this is something he repeats often. He thinks that the New Testament writing about the keys isn't good enough or isn't clear enough, and that he can't find any kind of evidence to believe that Peter has supremacy. So if you could speak to that in any way, if there's any writings that I am not aware of or something like that.
Well, he's basically, I mean, if I can put it this way, he's basically priced himself out of the market, because if he's not listening to the New Testament, which is written in the first century, and if he's saying, well, stuff written in the second or third century isn't good enough, there's not much left. At that point, you're talking about Christian literature that's not in the New Testament that is from the first century. And there's not a lot of that left. I mean, there are a few things, like earlier in the show I was talking about how the Ascension of Isaiah looks like it was written in the first century. There was also the Didache, which was written in the first century. But there's not a lot that survives from the first century that isn't in the New Testament. But there is one thing that's relevant here. It's the Epistle of Clement to the Corinthians. Now, this epistle is often dated, the Clement in question is Clement of Rome, one of the popes. Clement of Rome is writing to the Corinthians. Many scholars date it to the AD 90s, that's the majority dating, but it really looks like the 70s, and the fact he's intervening in the affairs of the Church of Corinth and telling them to reinstate their leaders that they've ejected is a significant indication of the authority he perceives himself to have. He also says they need to listen to what he's written through the Holy Spirit.
All right, Will, thank you very much for being a part of the broadcast today.